Can you see the link on the chat?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, if you want, if you have some other topics, please add it as well. If you want to register as attendees, you can edit it. Okay, so we have two topics added to the agenda. First thing is we have been talking, we talked yesterday about the integration of Contrail inside our blueprints. So I pasted the link here, and maybe we can start discussing a bit on how shall we do this integration. So Sukhdev, you're the only one. You have another point that needed to join, right?
Yes, I am here. Yeah. So I don't know whether my other guy is dialed in or not, but they might dial in or they might not. But I had asked them to answer any question. But I'm here to able to talk about it.
Okay, so first thing, I had a question. I mean, I talked to Aaron that is in this call to test it, to test this operator and follow the realm and that. Mostly, mm-hmm. we had a question because the operator seems to reference an image, and this image is not like, not existing. So we had a question on how this image should be replaced. Let me paste actually the code. What is it? So if you can see this link.
Where are you pasting it? On the Etherpad?
Sorry? Yeah, I mean, I pasted in the chat.
Oh, chat. Yes. I was looking in the Etherpad.
Oh, well, I can type it here as well. So mostly this is referencing some image, and we had a question on what this image should be. Because it seems that it's just a placeholder and it needs to be replaced with something.
Oh, okay. I see. This is supposed to be the released image. Okay. I will provide you with that link. Yeah, I will provide you with that name. So this is like when we build new image and we always post it I will get you that within the next 30-40 minutes.
Okay.
I'm gonna contact people. I'll get on the line with the people. I'll try to get that, and I'll provide you that.
Oh, cool. Thank you. So as soon as you have it, I mean, we can continue the testing. So Aaron, you were able to look at those examples. What do you think about it?
It looks good. I mean, it's just a matter of anything to ruin it.
Okay,
so is that going into, do you have that in a public registry like Key or Docker Hub, or is it Juniper registry?
No, we usually put it on Docker Hub, and even Juniper GitHub is also public. It goes on a Juniper Open Contrail, but I will get you the details. I think he probably goofed it up. When he sent the link, he forgot to provide me with that information. When he replied to the email, this is his personal name. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you within the next, I'm going to get on the phone with him as soon as we get off the call, and I'll try to get you that.
Okay, so I don't think, are there more things that needs to be configured? I saw some IP addresses, right?
So those are like for the host or whatever, wherever you want to install it. Like, so I think those are probably those addresses.
OK. Okay, well, we'll wait to have this image, and then we can see if we can start the deployment.
So, yeah.
I mean, we have also a very tight schedule because, as you know, the release is going to be next Tuesday, actually.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I realize that. So, yeah. So I'm here in Barcelona still. So if we are able to make a progress, like I said, I will work on the weekend to get it documented. If we can get this thing working, I mean, these guys are in India. I don't know what time is it there. But,
yeah, 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe 3 hours later. It should be like here is 6 p.m., so it will be like 9, 10 p.m. I don't know, more or less.
Nine p.m. Okay. Yeah. So I hope the guy has not gone to sleep. But let me, that's why I'm going to get on. While I'm on the call here with you, I'm getting on a different computer. So I'm going to try to get on a call with him right now.
Okay, thanks. So keep us updated, and then we'll see how can we continue the deployment.
Yeah.
So do we need to all, I mean, I'm assuming we need to have the Contrail itself, right?
This should install that.
Okay.
This should install everything.
Okay. So Contrail is fully containerized and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it in a while. So.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, and you said it can run in Amazon. You tested on Amazon, right?
Yes. That's what he provided.
Yeah. Do you know if it's working on Libvirt?
No, I cannot say for sure, because I don't think our guys tested on Libvirt. They usually tested either on bare metal or AWS.
Okay, let me note it as well.
Yolanda, because I need to board soon, want to pass on this information. I talked to Fang, and so how this works is that in the install config.yaml, where it currently says OpenShift SDN, what needs to be done is basically to put in Contrail there, and that's it. And then what happens is...
Oh, sorry. Oh, Michael.
One second. I am trying to get on the computer.
Okay. You can still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can still hear you. Yeah. What I was trying to say is that normally there's this component called a cluster network operator that takes care of deploying the OpenShift SDN. And if you basically to integrate Contrail, you would of course first need to disable the OpenShift SDN. And the way you do that is you simply replace the OpenShift SDN keyword in the install config.yaml or the respective manifests with, let's say, Contrail. And because the cluster network operator doesn't know it, it will basically fall back to not deploying anything.
Okay, so there won't be any SDN deployed, and then if you apply on top, it will take it.
Yeah. So if it knows the SDN that a name that you put in into this field, then it will try to deploy that. So initially OpenShift SDN, eventually OVN. But if it doesn't know the SDN, then it will basically just defer from installing anything. And then, of course, you can instead install the Contrail.
Okay.
How the integration works, I don't know, though.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at that, and yeah, let's see. I'm a bit worried about the timing, because, having all the release tasks to just be done for next Tuesday, we cannot dedicate full time on it. But if I just can provide instructions on how it can be done, and yeah, like Sukdev, you can just I can provide you instructions on how you can deploy a cluster using our installer, and then you can experiment on your own. as well, because I mean, if we have some tasks for the release as well, it's going to be complicated, like dedicating so much hours. So if you can go work over the weekend on testing that, it's going to be good.
Actually, I'm flying out on Saturday morning, and tomorrow I have a couple of meetings, and then I'm going to have some time tomorrow. I will do that. We have a long weekend in the U.S., so Monday is off. So I was thinking about if we are able to make this thing work. So I was going to spend a Sunday night and Monday to write the documents so that by Tuesday we're all clear, you know. So okay. That's what my plan was. And, send me all the details. I'll try to. Send me all the instructions for the AWS. So I will get on there and I will try to play with it when I have some time tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm going to also try to see before this guy goes to sleep, I'm going to see if I can catch him and get that information.
Okay, I noted. I will, when we finish the meeting, I will send you the instructions. And we have it documented also in the wiki, but I can provide you the links.
Yeah, can I ask you something? I switched from my phone to my computer, and the chat is gone. So can you paste those two links to the chat window again?
Okay, yeah, that's a pain. I know that as soon as you leave the meeting, you are losing the chat links.
Yeah, I know. That's why I switched to the computer, because I can bookmark those pages. Otherwise, on the cell phone, there was no way for me to capture that.
Oh. Okay, so yeah, I pasted that again. You may be able to see it now.
Yeah, I got the Etherpad. When I see that. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Got it.
No problem. Okay, also, I mean, also next important topic that I had is that we have got a schedule on Tuesday 21 to present our project, so to graduate for the release. We had some last minute, well, not last minute.
28, you mean? Yeah. Next Sorry? Tuesday, yes. 28, you mean?
28, yeah. What did I say?
Yeah, next 21. Oh. I heard at least.
Okay, sorry. So, yeah, I mean, we got like some requirements. Maybe we didn't understand it properly, but we have some requirements on, we need to have some jobs on running on the CI, and we have the logs, we need to have the logs published on Nexus, that is the Crane Nexus CI. So we are like rushing a bit to get it done. I was working like this, since this week, and finally yesterday there were some updates on the jobs. We have an Amazon job, a deployment on Amazon in the Crane CI, and the jobs are being published, so we are going to be good on that. And what we are trying to do also for next Tuesday is to have the logs for Leadbeard and for Varimetal. The thing is that we cannot do it on the Crane CI because we don't have computers to do it. We don't have hardware. So what we are trying to do is that we are running inside our internal CI, and then we want to provide the Varimetal, I mean the logs, to the Nexus. But I need to start to have instructions on how to do it, because it's not documented, and I don't know how can I just capture the logs for an internal CI and publish to a Crane. I asked for that. And I think that I saw an email from Eric now telling that he's going to document it, because I suppose that lots of PTLs have asked the same. From what I could see, we were not prepared. We had logs, but we had our internal logs inside our CIs, not published somewhere in a Crane. So we are trying to fix that as soon as possible to be ready for Tuesday.
So what would also be good to look at is the thing, and Andrew described how the like when you federate Jenkins and run part of it in DLS and part of it on our side, how that works. It's, I think it's, they're using a full model for that.
So we should check with Andrew about that.
Yeah, I think so. Or Cesar.
Yeah.
At least Andrew and team have done it, right? And I know that they raised a lot of security concerns about accessing somewhere from outside. That's not possible. And so they basically run it from within behind the firewall.
The thing is that at some point, I spoke it with Eric about adding our... what's the sound? No? Who is this sound coming from? So at some point, I talked with Eric, and I sent him credentials for our Jenkins, but I don't know what's going on. Maybe the email was lost or something, because we don't continue the email workflow. So at some point it was lost. And yeah, I mean, I followed that instructions. I spin it up a new machine. I added the credentials and that. So I'm not sure if we're going to be on time to do it for next Tuesday. So we need to look at solution. And
the important part is the upload of the logs, because as you saw today, they are looking into that meticulously.
I know.
I'm less worried about that somehow shows that's been triggered from LF. You know, at least you can do the job in a way that the job on the LF Jenkins, basically when you commit something, it basically does something like an HTTP GET whatever to somewhere, you know, in the lab. And that you then basically do our internal stuff then, I mean the deployment, and then upload logs from Jenkins again.
I ask it. I mean, I'm asking Eric, and let's see how can we do it, and if we can be fast for the release.
So the point,
we have the Amazon ones.
The point being that, I mean, the real world workflow would be that a commit of a new site would trigger the preparation of all the site configuration and site manifests on the central CI, and all the rest would be pulled in from the technician on site. Right? So there is actually no way in reality for Jenkins to push anything into the remote site. And so I wouldn't be worried about the kind of network connectivity between the two for triggering the job. Initially.
The thing is that the way that they wanted Jenkins Federation to work is that they needed that we added a Jenkins machine, and then I needed to provide like credentials like SSH, and then they had to connect this. So it doesn't matter if we are inside VPN or anything, because the connection is done in the reverse way.
I mean, from the intranet to LF.
Yeah.
So basically, there's something always setting up an SSH tunnel to the LF. Then through this tunnel, the LF can push.
There is a plugin. Actually, they are using a plugin, a Jenkins. Okay. Because it's not SSH. Like, normally, the way as I connect Slice is SSH plugin. You have a Jenkins master, and then the Jenkins master is connected with Lexus and SSH. But they want to do it in the reverse way. So there is like a kind of monitoring or triggering. And then when a job is triggered, our Jenkins slave should be listening to that task, and then it should be triggered. So the communication will be from our Jenkins to the Jenkins master. So it doesn't matter if you have VPN, because it's the reverse way.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't have any success on that. The thread was lost, so I should have to push it again. So is it complicated for Tuesday? Yeah. So let's see until at least let's try to provide what we have, and we can go iterating on it. Okay. So yeah, I mean, and we are also looking to add, like, we have the jobs deploying, like, just a cluster, and Kubernetes cluster. We need to add like some workloads on it. So for the telco use case, we are going to add Kubert on top of that. So it's something that I tested manually and it's working fine. So the only pending thing is just to add some automation on it, but it should be ready for release. And it's something that is not, I don't need to do any change in the CI for that. The changes needed are going to be on our internal repo, so we have the control on it. Okay. So any more topics? Does anyone have any other topics?
Hold on, I need a few seconds to get my boarding pass and go through the gates, and I can comment.
I'm trying to get this guy on the call. You know, if you guys can discuss something else for a couple of minutes, if I'm able to bring him responding. So I'm going to try to see if he can dial onto the call. Then we can get the answers right away on this call. Mm-hmm. Let me see. He's typing. Okay. I can see he's typing, but nothing is coming through. So it looks like we have a little bit of a tiny communication, but my Slack channel is showing that he's typing. So I'm asking him if he can dial into the call. Okay. That way we can get questions answered right away.
Okay, we can wait for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have any other topics to talk about?
So, I mean, even if we don't get he's saying he's on the customer call at the same time.
Oh.
1 second. I'm gonna try to get him here. This will take. I think he'll probably dial in. Give me 1 second. I need to show him the Zoom link. If I can persuade him to get on here, that way we can get this thing resolved.
So then maybe in the meantime, I'm back. We should just very briefly talk about the workloads again that we put on top. So that's the kubert itself, and we're gonna try to show the SRIUV support from the container and from at least from a container perspective. So basically, putting a traffic generator and a traffic reflector on there, because we don't have kind of the workloads that could be running on top of the blueprint. I'm really talking about the blueprint parts themselves. And then the question is, I don't know whether Redis is on the call.
What? I see. Is Redis joining? Okay. Hello.
So the question is, what other workloads you would also add there?
Hello.
Hey, Prakash?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Yolanda, we have the guy on the on the call. Can you share your screen to show him what you were asking? Hey, Prakash, thank you, man. Thank you. I realize you are another customer. But this will only take a few minutes.
Sorry.
A couple of questions.
I cannot share the screen because of Fedora issues. Sorry, I should have started without Wayland. Because there is a compatibility issue. Let me paste the link again. So.
Yeah. Let me. Okay.
So if you can see the chat, the second link. You were asking about a missing image there because it mentions. You mentioned you need an image, and we wonder what this should be. Where should we point?
Yeah, so That is from my Docker Hub. So that is my Docker Hub image where I just pushed it into a public Docker Hub. So you should be able to download it. It is not a private one.
So this image is okay?
That image might not be okay because, okay, so it might require my login. No, wait. Actually, it is okay. Yeah, it is public. Yeah, it is. It should be okay. Yeah.
So this is in Docker Hub. We should be able to just download it.
Yeah. Can you, if you have a server or something, can you do a Docker pull on this? And if it just pulls it, then you should be fine.
Okay, just a second. Does anyone have Docker available to test? I don't think I have anything.
Sukhdev, you have a server? But...
No, actually I don't.
let me see.
So I can get to it now.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I can do a. I did a podman since I don't have Docker, but I can do a podman pull.
Yeah, if that's the case, you should be fine.
All right. Cool.
So you have any other questions? I just have to immediately hop on another call.
I mean, we were wondering, that's the only thing needed. So if we just deploy this operator, is going to be okay just to add a content? Sorry?
Yes.
Yolanda, you were asking yesterday one question about the bootstrap process. So, Frank was asking that.
Frank,
Since Pragash is here, so let's ask him that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we wonder that, no? If it's, we need to do some modification on the initial cluster deployment, or is it okay if we just run those manifests after the cluster has been deployed?
Yeah, you're saying that like you deploy the OpenShift cluster and you already have a CNI in it and everything works fine and then you run this, or you deploy it and without any CNI. So the thing is, we are in a very, very early stages of development of our operator. So we are only looking at looking into vanilla installations of OpenShift with Contrail. Like we are not providing support for upgrading any other, like replacing any other CNI which is already there in the cluster, right? So what you'll have to do is in the installation, so we have the manifest where we provide the OpenShift SDN for the CNI provider. So I believe what we discussed with the Red Hat or the Red Hat Coros guys was to replace that parameter, and then when you provide Contrail in that parameter, that actually takes our manifest and runs our CNI when the networking part of the installation bootstrap process is executed, right? So that's what we discussed. So right now, the thing is, you install OpenShift, you install your node process, master process, and everything. And then when it comes to networking, you install the Contrail operator. That's how it should actually go.
Okay. So I noted that. Adam, do you have a possibility to take a look at it? Or
if you have a cluster, you can...
No, I don't have anything. Because I deploy an Amazon cluster. As soon as I deploy it, I remove it. So I don't have anything.
Yeah. Okay. And guys, this is I think the code which the code which I gave is like very early stages of development. It's not, it doesn't have like it just has a working Contrail, but it doesn't have any quality in it, right? So there's no design or anything. It's just operator built using the SDK. That's it. So.
that's perfectly fine. I think we just want to try it out, right? There's a small chance, but let it do work until Tuesday. But you know, let's try.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So what we can do at our side really is because there's so much to do until Tuesday, then we can just give it a shot to include it into a default installation. But I don't think we can do a lot of work into troubleshooting. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, so basically what you have to do is you have to replace whatever CNI which is already there in your installation, and you have to somehow plug this in. So if you plug this operator in, then you'll be all good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's not right tested. So I have not tested this with OpenShift because what I did was bring up a Kubernetes cluster and then just run the operator using duct in the Kubernetes cluster. So I'm not sure whether this will work for OpenShift.
Okay, you are using just regular upstream Kubernetes, right?
Yes,
regular. Yeah, we may need to. We may find some issues with policies and that. That is the usual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, we had. So I had some policy issues, but that I created some a new service account to, you know, resolve those stuff. Yeah, that's fine. That you guys should be able to figure that out.
Okay, thanks for the feedback on it. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
So Pragash, before you hang up, quick question.
Yeah.
If we need to quickly get hold of you for a few minutes tomorrow, sometime, would you be able to?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So if the need be, because you understand, this is we have a deadline by Tuesday to actually deadline over the weekend to get it. So we're going to give it a shot tomorrow. If this damn thing works by tomorrow or day after, then we're going to go with it. But in just case we need to have, we run into some question or some issue. So as long as I can get hold of you on Slack, then I think.
Sure. Yeah.
I will do that.
Yeah, that will be fine.
Yolanda, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my cell phone. Even if I'm on the road tomorrow, I have a Slack running on my phone. So if you run into an issue, just call me. Just directly call my phone, and I will try to get Pragash on the phone, or either on the phone or on the call or whatever. However, we can. So see, let's give it a shot. If we can do it like with one or two quick calls, if that works, then this is perfect.
So I have installed OpenShift for 4.0 on AWS as well. So I have a little idea on how to do that as well. So I'll try to get on a call tomorrow if you guys face any issues. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
you can send me an email.
Yolanda, what was the question? Sorry, say it again.
You can send me an email with your contact details, and I will try to schedule. See, someone can just go testing it and how it works.
Yolanda, can you put your email on the chat box?
Email, sure.
So, Pragash, can you note that and if you can just send her and copy me on it as a here is the address. So if you can just send her an email and copy me on it, just simply say hi. And then, Yolanda, what we'll do is, you're going to give it a shot. And based upon what, I'm hoping this damn thing works. Now that we have our question resolved, and if this thing works, we are golden. If it doesn't work, then at least we can hop on the call. Or whatever we have to do, and we'll try to see if we can get it resolved.
Okay.
So Sukhdev, I just sent an email. I will drop off. I have to tend to this other customer issue. Thank you.
Okay. I got it.
So thanks for that.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I got the email. Yeah. So Yolanda, you should have the email too. So now we have each other's contact. So at least, because this is the guy who's doing all the work. So, it's better to hear from the horse's mouth.
Okay, I have the email,
Perfect. So.
Okay, thanks for that.
So I'll be, I'm in town, but I might be in and out. I had reserved this day to do sightseeing. This is my first time in Barcelona. So I wanted to do a little bit of sightseeing tomorrow. And I have a couple of guys lined up also. So, but I'll have my cell phone up and running. And in the morning, I'm going to give it a shot myself. But I'm not all that familiar with this stuff. That's my problem. It'll take me longer to figure it out than to get him on the call. And he can help try it out with us.
Let's see, we will try to give it a shot. And I have the email from Pragash. I mean, we are in a very different time zone, so it should be okay to contact. Okay, yeah, and yes. I'm back home. I'm not at KubeCon. I just came back home this afternoon, so ready to work tomorrow.
Oh, good. I'm sitting in my hotel room. All right, I'm so glad you agreed to wait for a few minutes because I knew he was typing something, but it was not coming through. So that's why I switched to my computer, because that way I can do two things that are simultaneously to get him on the call. So good thing it all worked out.
Okay, thank you. So let's be in contact then.
Problem.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anything else?
Anyone else has any topic?
Thanks for the help though on that contrail.
no problem. I mean, that's what we discussed yesterday. We're going to try to do that.
Okay, so I mean, we'll be working to have this release ready for Tuesday, and also on Tuesday there is the call. It's going to be They added a longer call, like 2 hours, because I think most of the blueprints are going to be graduated on Tuesday. So we're going to have like a long talk.
Is it Thursday and Thursday also, right? Don't we have Thursday as well?
No, everything was today and next Tuesday. That's the dates that I've seen in the release calendar. Yeah. So yeah, I guess that mostly all should be graduated on Tuesday, because the guy that was presenting today, he had some issues with the logs and was postponed. So we're going to present.
And document will be fairly easy, because I don't think they are actually reviewing the content. All they are just simply saying is that as long as you're following the process, even today the logs, all they were caring for was the logs were there, but nobody was actually looking into what is in the log. So I because this is self-certification. So as long as we can make sure, as long as you can install Contrail, you can make sure it's running and it builds with the rest of your whole framework and it integrates, then I think we're golden. And it's just a release one is just a formality anyway. It's just a announcement and. This is not like deployable. We're not ready to put it in the production, so we're going to continue to work on it, and we'll harden it. And like Pragash said, we are in the very early stages of it anyway. So by November, when the release 2 comes, hopefully it will be much more rugged and ready to go.
Yeah, no. For the moment, we need to follow the procedure, create some slides, just describing the blueprint, the documentation, and provide the logs for there. So it's most like a generic thing. Yeah. I don't think that they are going in detail on how things are going.
Even if one or two items are missing, I don't think they're going to just simply say, go to hell, we're not going to approve it. We can always tell them, hey, by the end of tomorrow, we'll have that.
Yeah, like postponing that idea.
If we can get, so that's what I'm telling you. If you can get this thing working, if we can have this working before the weekend, I think we have a majority of the pieces in place. So as long as we push the logs and documentation, even if I have to write some bullshit story in the document, I'll write. We can always correct it later. We can always fix it as we go along. That's, it's not too bad. Not a big deal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so thanks for that, and we'll give it a shot.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Yolanda. Bye.
Thank you. Hasta later.